You're listening to You've Got This, episode number 254. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I thought I would offer a bit of an update on how things are going with my job now that I'm about 6 weeks in. And I thought that I would do this in the form of a bit of a Q&A because there's some questions that I've just been getting from various people, friends, clients over email, and I thought I would pick some of the most common questions that I'm getting and answer them on this episode to give you a little bit of a peek inside what this new job is like and how it's going. So the first question that I'm getting from people is just generally, how is it going? How is the new job going? And I would say, honestly, I can say it's going really well. I feel like the job is a great fit. It feels challenging to me in kind of all the right ways. And I've met a ton of people in my first 6 weeks, and that's been really enjoyable. I've been easing into a whole new set of projects and initiatives. But what's kind of nice about this job is that there's a lot of connections to previous work that I've done. So for example, I'm a member of a lot of the same kind of national organizations. And so I know a lot of the people in those organizations, the staff there. And so I've been able to kind of maintain a lot of contacts and a lot of my network as I move into this new job. So even though I'm meeting a ton of new people on my new campus, there's kind of some familiar terrain in terms of other kinds of people that I'm connecting with through the network that I've already built. Now, I will be honest and say most days I'm really tired at the end of the day. It's a lot of brain work, a lot of like strategic communication, strategic thinking. So it's been helpful to not have additional client work at the end of the day. You might remember that I pushed that kind of to the weekends, and that's been really necessary because by the end of the day, I'm pretty tired and I think I would have a really tough time kind of giving extra energy to clients. So by the weekend time, I've had a little bit of a chance to like recharge and reset, and it allows me to do that a little bit better. So generally, I would say things are going really well so far. I'm feeling really good about it. And so that's been going well. The second question that I've been getting is just people wanting to know what I'm enjoying about the new job, or like what the most fun part of the new job is. And I would definitely say for me, because I love learning and I'm definitely kind of a lifelong learner, I'm always trying to learn new things. That's been probably the most fun part. I've been exploring a really wide range of topics, everything from like micro-credentials to blockchain to diving deeper into change management and leadership topics, which I was already kind of interested in. And I'm actually applying a lot of the things that I'm reading and learning about directly into my day-to-day work, which helps to kind of cement it for me and helps me to understand kind of tactically why it's effective to be applying it kind of in these different ways. I also feel like learning new things offers me like just a really fresh set of perspectives. So I'm doing a lot of reading that I feel like I'm kind of like dropping in a reference or something into, you know, my day-to-day conversations. So one example of that would be I was reading a book about inflection points in businesses. It's called Seeing Around Corners. I can link to it in the show notes. And this concept of inflection points, even though the book was written pre-pandemic, it really applies to the pandemic. And so I've been able to kind of use that terminology of inflection points, which has really been resonating with a lot of people as I'm talking to them about kind of our current state and where we're headed for future directions. So that would be just one quick example of the kinds of things that I'm able to bring into my work. So I would say the learning part is great. Meeting a bunch of new people, that's helping me learn new things as well, because I'm learning about all the different departments and colleges and people's roles and how they're tied in together. So my brain is like very active all the time. And that's actually the state that it really enjoys. So even though it's tiring at the end of the day, I think that I'm really enjoying that part because my brain just likes that. It likes to be fed a lot of information. And so that's been a really enjoyable part. Now, the alternate question to that is what has been the hardest part of the job? And I think that it's not going to come as too much of a surprise that there is a bit of cognitive overload. And for those of you who are listening who've also started new jobs recently, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. But even just going back into the school year, some of you are probably feeling this as well. I would say also in a leadership role, you have to pay some attention to what some people call executive presence, which is basically just how you're showing up in different meetings and interactions. And that can be a bit draining because it just takes a lot of intentionality. So the language that you're using and the questions that you're asking, and I'm actually using a lot of my coaching skills to ask different kinds of questions in the settings that I'm in. But it just takes some energy for me to really be thinking about that and being intentional throughout the day. I do have on a light day, like 5 meetings, on a heavier day, 8 to 10 meetings. And I have most heavy days. I would say 4 out of 5 days of my week are heavy days. I'm pretty, I have just a pretty blocked out calendar. And so I'm trying to build in a little bit of buffer time between meetings to process information and to reset. But that's not always possible. So that can be a bit challenging just because we're going from like one Zoom meeting to another Zoom meeting. Now, I am really lucky to have an assistant who is helping me to kind of manage my schedule. So I'm just really grateful that she can manage a lot of the like smaller tasks and decisions, like scheduling with people. And she's kind of, even in this short period of time, really gotten to know kind of my preferences for my schedule. And that really allows me to focus on some larger strategic areas. She's also been helping me to do a little bit of research, which has been really, really helpful because I just don't have a lot of downtime to do that. So there's just been, I think that cognitive overload is definitely something that I don't really see going away. So I'm really trying to manage it as best I can, just because I think the load of my meetings is not necessarily going to ease up. I don't think it's just the beginning of the job. I think this is just the job. And so that's something I'm kind of thinking through and trying to figure out, you know, how can I really manage my energy throughout the day in a way that's going to work really well for me. I think that people are also kind of interested in goal setting at work, because I've shared a lot about goal setting in kind of my personal life and with my business, but I don't necessarily share about it at work. So I can definitely talk a little bit about the goals that I'm setting at work, because there are some. I would actually say there's a lot of them. So we're about to launch some larger kind of campus-based initiatives and conversations. So I definitely have some goals that I'm setting around that in terms of like milestones and timelines. But I feel like one of the goals that I have, and I kind of shared about this, I think, in a recent episode where I was talking about doing kind of assigned reading and thinking about having a to-be-read pile, is I'm really trying to read at least one professional development book per week. And sometimes that's happening, you know, during my train commute or my lunch hour. But that's an area that has actually really been helpful for me in terms of kind of that learning that I mentioned earlier and applying it directly to my work. So that's a goal that's kind of around my own professional development, but I feel like it's really applicable to my day-to-day experiences. And then another big goal that I'm kind of working on is we are an emerging Hispanic serving institution. And so I'm also brushing up on my Spanish because it's been a while. It's been since grad school. And that's been actually a really fun area of learning as well. So I've been using Duolingo as just kind of a starting point for that. But I have other goals around that, including reading some books that I can get from my local library in Spanish, and also watching some Spanish television, because we have access to that through various apps that we subscribe to. So that's definitely one of my goals as well, is just to be kind of thinking through, you know, what does it mean to be a leader in a Hispanic serving institution? And we are kind of working through that as a leadership team and thinking through where we want to devote time and energy. But I think one, you know, very small thing that I can do is kind of work on my language skills so that I can communicate with our students in a couple different ways. So those are like a couple of the goals. I probably could go into a lot more detail here, but some of this stuff is just still really being worked out. Even 6 weeks in, you know, there's a lot that I'm still kind of trying to figure out priorities for, and, you know, talk with different people around campus to set more concrete goals that are going to be happening. So maybe more on this at a later point. But that's a couple of the things I'm working on for right now. Okay, so I'm sure you're also curious how it has been to be back in the office, because I am back in the office 5 days a week. I work downtown in downtown Denver, and I would actually say that transitioning back into the office has gone a lot easier than I thought it would. I was pretty concerned about this. I wasn't sure, you know, how I would feel about it. But we do have a mask mandate for all the buildings at my institution, and people are also required to be vaccinated. So I feel like that has made things a lot easier and a lot more comfortable. People are really good about masking, so this is not an area of like discomfort for anyone. I think that everybody kind of understands what we're supposed to be doing, and all of the leadership has been pretty good about kind of modeling this across campus. And so I think that's a really important thing. There's also a lot of people who are still working some level of remote. So most days on the floor of my building is actually pretty quiet. I would say that I do at least 80% of my meetings, if not more, on Zoom to accommodate different working environments of people that I'm meeting with. So that part feels actually a lot like working remotely. The toughest part, I think, right now is probably my morning routine, which I'm definitely still working on. I have a 45-minute commute in the morning between the train and walking to the office, and I need to kind of accommodate that and build it in. If my partner drives me downtown, I can shave off about 15 minutes, and he definitely does that some mornings. But really, I'm getting up around 5 in the morning so that I can get to the office a little early, usually around 7:30 in the morning. So I want to have enough time to journal, check the news. I practice a little bit of Spanish in the morning and kind of get ready for the day. So far, I haven't really been able to build in a consistent movement practice, which has been a bit of a challenge. So sometimes I get that walking in, you know, on the way to the office, or I take a walk at lunch, but it's not consistent. And that's something that feels kind of missing to me at this point. The other thing I would say that's been helpful about being back in the office is I definitely planned what I wanted to bring to the office that I thought would be helpful for me. So I have a mini fridge in my office. I have an electric kettle in my office. I have a heating pad that I brought because my office gets cold. And so I will often have like a heating pad in my lap just to kind of keep me warmed up. And so I've brought in a kind of, you know, some like amenities. I have my books there, you know, like I think that it was important to me to create an office space that I felt comfortable going to. And so I've been able to kind of bring some things into the office, including like snacks and stuff like that, that helps it to feel like a more kind of welcoming and familiar space. So that's been really helpful. And then the last thing I thought I would share is just how I'm prepping for the week to be, you know, as successful as I can be, because this was a big shift, you know, going back to the office is, you know, when I was working remotely, I didn't really do the weekly prep anymore because I could do laundry during the week. It was a lot easier. I didn't have the commute time. You know, like there was just more things that I was kind of building in multitasking when I was working from home. And so I would say the biggest thing in terms of prep for the week is meal prep. And I did blog just recently about a bulk prep recipe that I'm using for lunches. So I'm going to go ahead and link that in the show notes. But it's basically kind of like a quinoa vegetable salad that you can add like any kind of protein to. And on Sundays, basically, I'm prepping all my lunches for the week. And I'm making sure that I have what I need for like my breakfast as well to kind of make that morning routine really simple. So right now I'm eating a lot of like almond milk yogurt, granola, fruit in the morning, something that's, you know, really easy to kind of throw together. And I need to make sure that I have all the ingredients for that ready to go. So my partner is doing the majority of the grocery shopping and ordering right now. So I usually check in with him over the weekend and just kind of make sure we have what we need. I also look over my calendar and try to see kind of what's coming up in the week. Is there anything that I feel like I need to be kind of prepping for? I look for those margin spaces in my calendar just to kind of see when I'm going to have downtime to potentially work on projects. And then I also look in the evenings to see if I have any shared appointments with my partner, because sometimes we do book things for the evening. And that helps me to know if I need to kind of conserve my energy. It helps me to know, is there going to be certain evenings of the week where he's going to pick me up from work because we have to go somewhere directly from there. So I think that that's really helpful to kind of look ahead and try to get a sense of what's going on throughout the week. And then I would also say I'm trying to get in a fair amount of rest on the weekends through sleeping in a little bit, setting aside several hours for fun reading or for watching YouTube videos or something like that, just to give myself some recovery time. And then on the weekends, I'm also doing a little bit of laundry. I've actually tried to build up a large enough work wardrobe so that I can go a couple of weeks if I need to without doing laundry. And that's given me a little bit of just extra space in terms of time. And so I'm not feeling super constrained by that, but I like to kind of keep up with that if I can. And then the last thing I'll say is in terms of just kind of domestic labor, we did hire a house cleaner who is coming regularly. So that kind of maintenance is just not really on my plate right now. And that's important. I really appreciate coming home to a house that's like relatively clean. We still have quite a bit of clutter just because we're still moving in, even, you know, 6-7 weeks into living here. There's still quite a bit that we're kind of trying to figure out where it goes. So I think that the having the house cleaner to kind of, even though it's cluttered, like make sure that certain things are clean, that definitely helps me. And then I'm not trying to kind of add that into my schedule as well. And then, of course, on the weekends, I do usually have a full calendar of client work that I'm doing. And so having the evenings off on the weekends, too, has been really helpful to have that downtime and have a little bit of rest and recovery. So that's a little bit about how things are going with this new job. Of course, I would be happy to answer additional questions if you have them. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. I do want to just thank those of you who have like emailed me or checked in to kind of see how things are going or checked in with me on social media. It's so kind of you to be kind of thinking about that. And I am just really, you know, despite the fact that this kind of stuff can be really exhausting to start a new job and move to a new place, I'm really enjoying it. And I do think this is a great fit. I'm feeling really good about it and happy to be able to share a little bit of an update with you. So thanks so much for listening. I hope things are going well as you're kind of easing into the latter part of September as I record this. And I'll look forward to talking with you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.